This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did I go to clown about school? Did I go to a jolly old joke college? Did I go to the banter business school? No. And yet here I am, podcasting away. It's a lifestyle choice. Yeah, hashtag it's a lifestyle choice. I made myself sick there. Thank you for joining me. Pop yourself back in my lap, I suppose. I've not had a bed all week, thanks for asking. I had a decorator around and he sort of left all the nails in the wall. Couldn't polyfiller the ceiling where the curtain rail was taken down. He said, I don't have any polyfiller. I had to drive him to B&Q to get a bucket. And all the colours come through on one wall because he didn't do enough coats. And I just gave him cash in hand and thanked him for his time. It's because I knew his backstory. He had a sad backstory. I'm such a sucker. The world is very unjust. My walls don't really matter, I suppose. Do they? They matter to me. There's bigger issues, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, a lovely peach room. Everything's peach. Nothing to do with this week's episode. This week, very excited to speak to Izzy Sutty. And if two busy young entrepreneurs can find time for a chat, then I hope you can find time for a listen. And I am still in tour and people keep asking, when are you coming here? And I mean, I've been there. How many times do you want me to post? Have you got a search engine there? Maybe use it. Okay, bye-bye. Hello, Izzy.
Hello.
Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Aren't we polite, nice young women?
Have we been brought up well? Is it nature or nurture?
I think it's a bit of both. Well, I was dragged up, really. So were you or not? You were breastfed until you were 5.
Yes, I was. I think that's why I'm so polite. It's been scientifically proven.
Get that sweet milk. Was that a rude thing to say? You talk about that, don't you?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was. Mum hates talking about the past and she's hardly got any photos of us. Move on, live in the present, live your life.
What?
So if I get her in a good mood or she's had a glass of wine, sometimes she's like, oh, I remember the time. But you have to really judge it. So with stuff like being breastfed till I was 5, which is definitely true, I know it to be true, but I can't really ask her that much about it because she's like, oh, well, I don't remember. It was the olden days.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's true. And I have a memory. So mum and her mum, Nana, used to run a playgroup together. And I remember asking my mum for milk and my mum going, oh, gosh, okay, and being really stressed and taking me into the car to do it. Because I think she thought that she didn't want to do it in front of people.
Yeah.
Which is how some mums are when the baby's little. And I was a bit like that as well. I wish I hadn't have been, but I was. But I think maybe I was this sort of great galloping 5-year-old and she just thought, no, I want to go in the car. So I'm not dissing anyone who still does it. I'm very in admiration of it. It's made me into the polite lady that
I am. Very strong and healthy. Very good immune system. That's
good
what they
bones.
Say about you. Yeah, good bones. We don't know each other that well, but we're both big-hearted women with a penchant for a chuckle, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We're jolly, aren't we?
We're jolly. We did hang out at Green Man Festival a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, and Mach. I feel like we hung out at Mach.
We've been for dinner, you know.
Yeah. When did we go for dinner?
Stuff we can build on. You don't remember the dinner. There's stuff we can build on.
It was a curry.
It was a curry, yeah, yeah. There were other people there, but I just
I only remember you.
Yeah, I only remember you, yeah.
I thought, she's been breastfed till she was five.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. Ooh, get me back in that womb. But something someone did tell me about you, it's funny how you learn stuff about people secondhand kind of thing. And then someone said, before you got the job as Dobby in Peep Show, you knew you were going to get it. And I think about that loads.
Did someone say that?
Yeah, I don't know who or where.
Funny?
But I remember stuff like that because it fits into like a narrative of your path and when you know, like, I love all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I knew I was going to get it. I certainly felt like I'd done my best at the recall, and I hardly ever have that feeling.
Oh, right.
And I came out thinking, I've done it exactly how I would do it if I got the job. And that was a very satisfying feeling.
Yeah. Never had that.
But I didn't have a feeling I was definitely going to get it.
Oh, did
you
not?
Let me tell you that.
Oh, urban myth. Urban bloody myths that get twisted, don't they?
But I've done that with guys. Have you? Like two guys in my life I've texted who are like I already knew.
Yeah.
Text them and say, do you want to go for a drink?
Yeah.
So I did this, two guys on the same night, this was exactly the same text.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for a drink? If you don't reply to this and we'll never talk of it again. And guess what? Neither of them replied.
Are you joking?
No. And they knew each other.
That's so funny. But then you can say that you've done it to loads of people. You can just do like,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, I was just. It was a template. My phone's gone crazy.
I think in that scenario, I would have sent it to my whole phone book.
Do you think give them 2 hours and then?
Yeah.
Yes.
They knew, like girls, boys, everything.
Everyone.
Just so... then it's kind of like you're covering your bases. But I mean, you've got to take risks in life.
Oh, I honestly have always been the person to go, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I think we've got enough self-esteem to kind of come back from it.
Definitely. It's not to do with a lack of self-esteem. It's to do with too much self-esteem. We need to get rid of some of it by getting rejected.
Yeah, we need to be more humble. And the only way to do this is text the best looking guys in our phone book who are married.
Once when I was skiing, I was with my two friends, Bobby and Joel, were really drunk, and we took a picture of them looking like really mean and tough. And then we took a picture of me kind of trying to look fit. And then they went over to this really good looking guy in the side of the bar who I hadn't spoken to. And they went, do you want this? And showed him the picture of me. This is before phones could take pictures. It was on a camera, digital camera. And he looked at the photo and said, no. And then they said, then you get this. And then they showed him the photo of them looking really mean. He was
That's
like, what are you doing?
So good.
Yeah. And they're like 50 now, Bobby and Joel. Like, it wasn't like we were 18. Like, they were in their 40s,
That's
probably.
That's so good. That is the best chat up line ever, I think. I love that. But also, he might have had a girlfriend or not swung that way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
In asexual, have you thought of that? A lot of men are.
It's true.
So a lot of men I've come onto are asexual, it turns out.
It's weird.
It's weird. The stats are weirdly skewed that way. It is odd, actually. But now you're happily married. Oh, not married.
Well, no, we're
engaged.
Not married, actually. I keep thinking, have you seen Married at First Sight?
Yeah, only the Australia version.
Yeah, me too. Although actually, I've seen all the English versions as well. British, yeah. British, British. Mm. All the British. Oh God, I'm going out with a Welsh guy. British versions as well.
Mm.
But me and my friend are obsessed with the Australian one. I just hired a hotel in London for one night so that we could watch back to back.
That's so cute.
Married at First Sight. Yeah, it was great. We watched like, I think 12. We got loads of snacks and a takeaway.
Oh, that's so nice.
But anyway, because I think it's because I've been only watching Married at First Sight, but I keep thinking about mine and Ellis's wedding in a way that I've never really thought about it before. Because we've been engaged
nice.
For ages. But
yeah, get it done. Have a big old party.
You can come.
Can I really?
Yeah,
I have a wedding.
Yeah.
I will get teary. Yeah. You've regretted that as soon as you said it, didn't you? You said you could come and then you thought, what have I done here? She's the sort of person that's going to hold me to this.
She's going to be like, you said I could be a bridesmaid. I've got it recorded.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Did you ever have that thing where... I've had it twice in my life, my first boyfriend and now my, let's say, current boyfriend. When I saw them, I instantly felt like I knew them.
Yes.
Have you had that?
Yes, I think I felt that with Ellis, actually.
Oh.
Yes, I did. I know exactly what you mean. And we're moving house.
Yeah.
And when I walked into the new house, I felt like I lived there. And it wasn't necessarily the house that I thought. It was different from what we thought we wanted. But I was like, and my son started jumping on the bed and I didn't even stop him because I felt like it was his bed. The estate agent had to be like, can he stop jumping on their bed?
Yeah.
I think it's the same with boyfriends. It's like not necessarily what you thought. You know, we were little girls and we dreamed of our weddings while we were breastfeeding. I just saw Alice and I was like, I felt like I'd come home.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Weirdly, he had it less so, my boyfriend. But you can't worry about that.
Listen, in relationships, you don't have to worry about how the other person feels.
No. You've written a bloody book.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, I wrote it. Everyone thinks I wrote it in lockdown because it's like when lockdown happened, I think lots of people did writing, which is great. But I actually handed in the first draft just before lockdown, which is good because I think... Do you think it could have been a marketing angle?
No, but I just mean you could have... But then I guess you had the kids at home, so your lockdown wouldn't have been boring. And it wouldn't have been like, oh, I've got to have something to do anyway.
Yeah, God, it was hard, you know, because I got the notes from my editor and I was trying to do the rewrites and we were both trying to work and it was a bit hard. Mm. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was odd at first because I'd like... look at the book and they were like, obviously there was no COVID in the book, so it was just like people would be in the pub or they'd be, and I was like, oh my God, will we ever go into the pub again? What, like, it felt really odd. So yes, it's fiction and it's about an anxious lady.
Where'd you come up with these ideas?
So weird. An anxious lady who's about my age. Is about an anxious lady who works in advertising and she's engaged. And then she discovers that her boyfriend's been cheating on her. And he's like not, I didn't want to make him into like a twat. He's just a bit inept and a bit of a mummy's boy and quite a different background from her, quite a wealthy background. She's from the Midlands, but not Matlock. And then she moves back in with where I'm from. And then she moves back in with her parents and they sort of really mollycoddle her. And they're also trying for a baby. And then loads of stuff happens to her when she gets back. But her brain is quite... So her brain is always suggesting things to her and always like, did you do that? Did you do this? Have you got this? Have you got this disease? And she's really, really scared of hospitals. I just wanted to like throw everything at her. It was really fun. And do you know what?
Was it good to write? Fun to write?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, great.
Out of anything I've ever done, it was one of the hardest things and it was also probably the most rewarding because I did have, this is my second book, but the first book was memoirs and I'm proud of that book, but it's like bits of stand-up and kind of, you know, like more about me, whereas this I had to really plunge myself into her headspace and really think about the characters and like drew a map of the town and sometimes I couldn't sleep because it was like all the characters were alive and it was really, I think also because it was lockdown, it was really intense, my relationship with the book, I suppose, because it was like my only, we're doing Zoom gigs and stuff, but apart from that, it was probably the only work I was doing. So I was sort of really quite far into it. And it was a bit of an escape from being at home with like a little baby who wasn't sleeping. And it was quite an intense family life. I suppose we had like lots of fun as well, but it was hard all being in. We don't have a garden. So
weirdly, I've ordered, this isn't the weird bit, but I have ordered a copy now of Jane Is Trying.
Oh, thank
you. A lot of people do the prep before the podcast, but I sort of do it after.
Oh, yeah, I think it's better that way.
I read the book and then I sort of talk to you about it off the podcast.
No, I think that's a good way of doing it.
Oh. Well, now she's asking. Are you ready for the Cuddle Club questions?
Yes.
Number one, is cuddling cool?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Number two, quick fire round. Okay, this is, are you ready for the quick fire round?
Yeah.
Okay, it changes every time.
Okay.
And again, just brace yourself because it is quick fire, okay?
Okay, yeah, braced.
You can expand, actually, so, you know, but I like to add a bit of atmosphere for this.
Yeah, okay. Is there like a prize or a punishment?
It's not that much atmosphere that we've added,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No. It's just, but you only have to answer to yourself like all these things, you know. You'll know how well you've done and you've got to sort of live with that afterwards.
Yeah. So. Okay, that makes sense.
One pot cooking, you can just use one pot. Or pot cooking, you get really high and see what you come up with.
One pot.
Not a fan of pot.
The olden days were full of pot cooking.
Mm.
I feel like the pot cooking era is done.
Yeah.
The results were never great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've grown. I'm 43 now.
Very respectable. Yeah. You're an author.
I'm a 43-year-old author.
Yeah. Thank you. Give yourself some fucking respect. would you rather have a this is quite an interesting philosophical question, actually, if I say so myself. Would you rather have a really good gig, but it's so good you wet yourself on the stage, mm-hmm. or a really bad gig, but you urinate in the toilet as per usual?
Definitely the first one.
Really? Wet yourself on stage?
Yeah, and actually once I was in like a kind of cabaret show in a pub in Hampton Wick, after which I gave the photo on the wall. You know, like when you go to see actors in a play and a fringe play and there are like 10x8s on the wall. The barman was really fit and I wrote my phone number on the back of my photo. Didn't even know my name, we'd never spoken. And I rolled it up like a scroll. Amazing. And just went over and gave it to him.
You're a dating legend. I love you and Ellis together, but it is quite fun, single, is it?
Single Izzy. One pot pot.
It's a fun vibe, you know. You're bowling over, you're giving signed pictures of yourself.
So in that play, there was no toilet in the dressing room. It was a tiny pub theatre on the top of a pub in Hampton Wick. You had to go on the roof to wee once the play had started. And I went on the roof to do a wee through the open window. And then the girl who was on before me forgot her words. So the pianist went to the end of the song. And the guy in the show was like, Izzy, Izzy, you're on. So I ran, jumped through the window, pulling up my knickers and my trousers at the same time, with wee still coming out, and then ran onto the stage. And we did this, three of us, trio, about Connex Southeast, the train company that no longer exists, the kind of cod opera thing. And I swear to you that I felt like I was still weeing. I could feel it going down the inside of my legs. I felt really hot. I had so much adrenaline coursing around my body because I was like, oh my God, I'm weeing on stage. I couldn't believe the audience could listen to a word we were saying because I was like, I'm pissing myself on stage because I needed a wee so badly. I couldn't. Then I got off stage and guess what? I hadn't, none had come out.
Oh, that's.
I just convinced myself that it's amazing the power of the mind.
Yeah.
But I feel like I effectively did wee myself on stage. I chose then to go on stage while I was still weeing as I jumped through the window.
Now I'm going to have to order the memoirs as well. Is this the sort of stuff that's in the memoirs? Because if it's not, it should be. Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah, lots of stuff like this.
Lovely. I mean, it's a shame we didn't know each other back in the day.
I know, I do feel like that. I know.
I was an absolute beast when I was drinking.
Well, maybe when we're like, you know, when we're really old, we could go into that nursing home for actors. Yeah. Do you know which one I mean? I
think it's in. Is there one?
Yeah, it's in North London, and they've got like a piano. It's like only actors and performers. We could go into that together.
Wonderful. I didn't know that existed.
And it's got a long waiting list. Maybe we should join the waiting list now.
Yeah, join now and then just let ourselves go. And we've probably got an in because we're already sort of pissing ourselves willy-nilly. So
yeah, exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
How do you feel about touching/hugging?
I really like it. And actually, we were a really cuddly family, like when I was growing up.
Aww.
We used to come home and cuddle mum as soon as we came in from school for like half an hour at least.
Poor mother.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be weird if you weren't a hugging family. What with the old breastfeeding from five?
Well, I know. If there was no contact apart from the mouth on the boob?
But would
just keep your hands in your pockets and
come in your formal dress wear, hands behind your back. Was your dad like that though?
So my dad was always away when I was little. He worked abroad a lot and I don't remember
why.
Was he or was he just I don't remember him like loads and loads of physical contact from him. But then if I see photos of us when we were babies with him, he's always like cuddling us and carrying us and bathing us and stuff like that. So, but my mum is the one I remember like lying in her arms and, because our family has this thing called head squeezing. It's the feeling that you get like on your scalp and your shoulders when someone does your hair or strokes you, sometimes when you're getting a massage or it's called ASMR, but everyone just thinks of the whispering videos, which I don't get it from. I actually get it when I have conversations with people that are really intense. I get this feeling that starts at the top of my head and goes like down my... But we all used to get it, the females in our family, and we used to call it head squeezing. So that's the other thing, that mum would cuddle us and then she'd rub our backs.
Aww.
And we used to call it head squeezing because it feels like your head is kind of being squeezed in a good way. And to me, it's like a form of cuddling.
Yeah.
It's like purring. It's like the best feeling.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Okay, it's time for the touch quiz.
Okay.
You have 5 questions to think about what I'm thinking about touching now.
Egg.
Bold, straight in with an egg. I thought you might be like, is it a person? Is it, you know what I mean? Straight in with egg. Imagine how good it would have been if it was an egg.
I know.
But it's not an egg.
Okay.
I'll give you a clue because this is quite hard. It is a person.
Okay. Greg. Davis.
No, it's not Greg. No.
Okay. Did those two count as questions? Have I only got 3 more?
Yeah, but I'll give you another clue because I admire your bravery. It's a woman.
Meg Markle.
No.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm just going to... Okay. Okay, it's a woman. You're thinking about touching a woman.
It's not rude.
No, sure. Fine. Are they yes, no questions?
No, anything.
Is it someone you know?
No, I just know of her. I never met her.
Is she, how old is she? About
sort of probably 10 years older than us, but she's very French. So she's very, je ne sais quoi.
Okay.
She's a sort of lovely, warm, sexy older lady.
Okay. 10 years older than us.
She once had a song. She probably had more songs than that, but I only remember
one. Oh, is it
one.
Vanessa Paradis?
It's fucking Vanessa Paradis. Yeah, it actually is.
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what? The way you said Paradis, that makes me think you've got to do a character called Vanessa Paradis, like P-A-R-O-D-Y.
That's very clever. That is
great.
I'm not very good at characters. I'd love to do characters, but I get shy.
Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, you need to do it. It's your idea, to be fair.
I'll do it, but after every time I do it, I'll say, based on an idea that was...
conceived
in the company of Lou Sanders.
It makes sense, yeah. Do you have anything to ask Psychic Sue?
Yes. When am I going to get my next cuddle?
Oh, cute. That's on brand. I don't know if she does when questions, but I'll just have a look. But you've got 2 kids, right? So are they not?
Oh, yeah. So basically I'm asking what time am I going to pick them up from the childminder? Okay, let me think of a better... Tonight, shall I cook spaghetti bolognese or an tuna?
Spag bol or an tuna. Okay.
Yeah, that's the recipe for my friend Anne.
Can you rephrase your question?
You could say fish or meat. Is that better?
Shall I cook fish tonight? I don't want to overload her.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I think an tuna might be a bit confusing.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Well, Psychic Sue has said yes, don't worry.
She says yes, don't worry?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's fish for you.
That's fine.
Mm. Yeah, don't worry.
It's quicker.
Yeah, and don't worry.
And tuna's much quicker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to worry now.
What's and tuna? You just get it out the tin.
You're almost right, Lou. You put loads of olive oil in a pan. Do you eat anchovies and tuna?
No, I'm vegan, so sorry.
Right, okay. Well, if you've ever got someone coming over and they really want fish... Mm.
Tell them to fuck off, I would.
Tell them to fuck off and eat vegan food. You put in loads of olive oil into a pan, then you put a tin of anchovies and stir it up till it's like a grey paste. Mm. And then you add a tin of tuna, a tin of butter beans and loads of black pepper and then chopped up parsley and that's it.
We're giving the fans so much here. There's a bloody recipe, you know. It's so nice for the fans, I would say.
Oh, Anne is great. She's got a blog called We Need Toast, is it? Let me Google
it. Yeah, do. Give Anne a bloody shout out. It's about time.
Yeah, yes.
You know, would it kill Anne to do some vegan recipes on this toast website?
Well, Anne is now veggie.
Oh, yeah.
It's toast and butter. Toast not and butter. We need toast. What did I get that from?
Well, it's actually a better name. If you tell Anne, there could be a rebrand in that.
That's Anne's blog, and it's got loads of recipes on it. And Anne now eats fish but doesn't eat meat.
Good old Anne. She's getting there. Anne's getting there.
Yeah, and Anne is the person that I've just been away with to watch the marathon at Married at First Sight.
Oh, I thought you went with Ellis.
Oh, God, no. No, I went with Anne. And we topped and tailed the double bed.
I thought you were with...
And Ellis asked me literally no questions about it. Like, I got back and I was like, oh, there were only four people in the whole hotel. And he was like, uh-huh. And I was like, we watched 13 episodes of Married at First Sight. He was like, uh-huh. Just doesn't want to know. But Anne wants to know.
Okay. I really thought you went with Ellis because I thought, oh, that's quite sweet. Like,
oh my God, no. Since Betty was born and that she's now seven, we've had one night away together.
Right, you need to get on that.
Yeah.
You know, it's an energy like no other. You've got to feed it. You know, give your marriage the same respect you're giving to Anne and Toast.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lou. I think you're right.
Yeah. Put something slinky on and have a good bloody night.
Listen, let him get you a dozen bloody red roses. Just let him.
Spritz some of your favourite perfume on and remember who you used to be.
No, tell me about it.
You've got to get, you know, come on. Would you do that to Anne, you know?
No.
You're making an effort when you're turning up for Anne. Ellis is making an effort when he's going around to John's house.
He is. He puts aftershave on and, yeah, okay.
You know, I want to come to this wedding. You know, I've got an interest here.
Yeah, it's got to happen, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to happen if you're not spritzing yourself.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Okay, finally. Have you had a best, worst or weird cuddle?
Best is like any cuddle, I guess, that isn't bad or weird, if that makes sense. Like by default, I like cuddling. Yeah. So I can't think of like, oh, I remember a cuddle in 1987. But do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I just...
No sleazy ones, so.
Oh, one sleazy one with a comic who once ran... I was wearing a very thick woolen jumper, thankfully, but he ran... Have you ever had this? He hugged me and then he ran his hands down the sides of my body.
Oh,
as if it was kind of like by accident, but it felt like the sides of my boobs.
God.
Like almost like doing that thing that people do in the air like hourglass figure type thing. Mm. And then I didn't say anything, but I felt really that that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, that was about 15 years
nowadays,
ago,
you'd say. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you like wool, right? Yeah, yes, it's cashmere. That was not that nice. So that's the worst.
Best cuddle from your children, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
you have to say that now.
Yeah, imagine if I was like, no, the best one was from, I don't know, Howard from Take That.
It would be.
I guess, I'm sure some people on this must pick best hug like, David Hasselhoff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever hugged anyone like an idol of mine in that way. If you get a photo taken with, like, you know, the times when I was younger and I met the Mary Whitehouse experience when we were, like, I met all of them when they were on tour and I was very young then, but I didn't hug them. Like, I got them to sign things, and actually hugging someone is quite intimate, isn't it, I suppose, when you've just met them.
Oh, yeah, do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me. Bonus question, quick one, I've just added this in. What do you think life is about? Why are we here?
I think it's about kindness and fun.
Yes.
And I include kindness to oneself in that. As I get older, I think kindness is quite an underrated quality both in friendships and relationships, and I certainly didn't used to really think about kindness. And then when I met Ellis, he was so inherently kind.
Yeah.
And that was the thing overall that made me really fall in love with him, I think.
Yeah.
And fun, I think it's really, really easy to get to the end of your life and think, I really wish that I'd laughed a bit more and that I'd kind of, and I know that, you know, within reason, shit things happen, terrible things happen, but I think I am always trying to find those chinks of humour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree more. Kindness and fun, pop that on a jumper.
Yeah, I think it probably is on loads of jumpers. God, guys, I think we've solved the meaning of life. Kindness and fun. What about kindness, fun and unicorns?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, lovely. Okay, well, I'll just put your details into the cuddle calculator and then it comes up with your cuddle type.
Okay.
This is what we sort of spent all the money on, really.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I just put it in and it does all the work. Okay, are you ready for your type?
Yeah.
This will be the first time I've seen it as well, so it's, you know, quite interesting for me. Okay, slippers. You can't get better than slippers. Everyone wants to wear you. And then it's got a sort of wink emoji.
Oh, yeah.
I don't write these, so. Sorry, I mean you're welcome in every home and very relaxing to be around. Down to earth, but can be chic and snazzy if you think about those slippers with pearls on.
Oh, wow, slippers with pearls on.
Yeah, if you think about them, you get the idea, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I'm really happy with that.
You've got to be.
I was hoping you'd say cheeky instead of chic.
Oh, well, maybe it was a spelling mistake.
Do you think it could be cheeky?
It could be cheeky, yeah.
Oh, cheeky. Oh my gosh, that's something for Vanessa Paradis, isn't it?
Yeah, cheeky. She's chic, but she's also cheeky.
Yeah.
It does make sense. Thank you so much for coming on. Everyone should buy Jane Is Trying.
Thank you. I agree.
I'll let you know what I think when I've read
it. Oh, yes, do.
Thank you very much and have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, thank you for listening. If you want to get Izzy Stutty's book, is available now and it's called Jane Is Trying. Why don't you try to read it? I will see you at one of my tour shows and I will hold you till the cows come home. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.